Hey, Charlie, where do they keep the horses?
In the back.
Welcome to the fifth episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, we have a fun one lined up for you.
Okay, now that you got that screwed out of the way, is that the quote?
That was not my quote.
No. Like, what's the lyric?
Oh, I got the horses in the back. Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it. I didn't realize you thought you were wrong.
I listened to it on the way home today from work.
Oh, congrats,
man. I didn't, process it. I kind of just like to hum along. Dun, dun, dun.
It's a pretty interesting song, but top of the charts, baby, you know?
Billy Ray. I knew he had it in him.
He had to come back. One of these days.
That mullet. Oh.
The mullet can never do any wrong.
That's a mullet. That's one of the best mullets I've ever seen.
Still contemplating my mullet, but someday.
I feel like you owe me some money for that. Did I ever pay you for that?
No, nobody ever paid anybody. I thought I still had a year.
Oh. I thought it was your next haircut.
Wait, I didn't actually put money on it. You guys said you guys would pay me to do it.
Yeah. I didn't know if I'd already paid you to get it, and then you didn't get it.
Yeah, nobody paid me. It was after I would have gotten it.
Fair enough. Cool, I was making sure we had our debts paid.
I didn't gamble with that one. I merely accepted donations on my hair's behalf. And my looks' behalf.
Your life's behalf. Just your behalf.
Yeah, I would look pretty bad with the mullet, I'm gonna be honest. But hey, there's still time.
You don't have the mullet hair.
No, it just grows as an afro. It'd be like a bad faux hawk. It'd be like a faux hawk, really. That's what it'd be.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun at all. Whatever. I digress. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I went golfing, Grant.
Congratulations.
Summer has started. That starter?
I think that counts as the starter.
Went golfing. It was a great time. So, my buddy texted me, he's like, hey, let's go golfing Saturday. Yep. And he's like, where do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know. It's like, just Google golf courses around me. And I got this one, read the first four reviews, it looks pretty good. And I'm like, okay, it's like a perfect place to start the season. Tell him to go book a time at that spot. He does. And then I keep reading reviews. And then every review after that was just like, yeah, this place is not very good, trash, slow play, you know. And it was like, oh, Nikes, what'd I get myself into? Go out there. It's a par 66.
Nice. So,
And
six shy.
Probably three or four par threes that are 220 to 235 yards long.
What the hell?
And then there's probably four or five par fours that are 240 to 260 yards long. There's just no
difference. That doesn't make any sense.
There's just no difference between the holes.
Just everything's the same?
In every tee box, if you want to play from the men's tees, every tee box is a mat.
Well, you guys play from the women's tees, right?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
No joke. No, it's like a concrete slab and then throw a mat down.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So, yeah, but 16 of the 18 women's tees were grass, so we just played off those.
That's weird. That sounds like the worst place to play, and I don't even want to get into it now, because...
Actually, pretty entertaining. We played with two strangers that were really just there for a good time. They were really easy to get along with, and they kept making fun of me and my buddies. They called us real golfers. They're like, oh, we can't get in the way of these real golfers. These guys are playing just fine. They shot like 90, so nothing outrageous.
Right.
But yeah, they're great. Dylan and Joey.
If Dylan and Joey are listening today, we appreciate you listening, but we still don't know why the hell you're here.
Yeah. So yeah, it was just, I was walking up to my ball next to my buddy. I was like, you know, the best part about this is just being outside for five straight hours and it being enjoyable the whole time.
Yeah, man, that's...
So nice just to be outside.
It's kind of just telling you, man, we're back. Summer is... almost here, except for there is snow in the forecast.
I was going to say, summer is going to snow. It's fine.
So,
it does this every year. Every year does this, and every year I get pissed off and frustrated. but yeah. It just happens every year.
It's much like dating. Just when you think things are heating up, cools right off. Yeah.
You hit the fire extinguisher.
You get hit with the ghost. Next, and it's all cold.
Oh, one last update. Pretty important stuff. We had a tornado drill today, and it's like one of the most clear days you could ever have. And I stood up from my desk thinking it was like real. Like I was like, oh crap, fuck, there's a tornado. I'm like, oh wait, this is definitely just a test.
Did they come over to the speaker and say tornado drill?
They said, warning, warning, there's a tornado spotted near you.
So what do you do? Go to the bathroom?
Go to the basement.
Oh. That's not nearly as excited as you guys should all get together in like the bathroom.
Yeah. Those are tornado areas.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. But the alarm's really loud in there, so no one goes in.
Oh. Why would they do? What if you were in the bathroom when it happened?
So, my...
I'll scare the shit out of you.
My work buddy, we get back, and we log back in, he just messaged me over IM and goes, and guess who was on the porcelain throne when that went off?
Boy, that'll really change things.
I was like, did you just sit there? He goes, I washed my hands and went downstairs.
Well, congrats to him for washing his hands. That's a good move.
He then goes, if this was real, I'd feel really stupid for washing my hands, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Eh, you're fine. It's a big building.
And I was like, that'd be like an epic. There could be a lot of fun ways you could word that on like a tombstone. So I told him it was worth it.
Definitely worth it. But that's just pretty funny.
Yeah. Good way to break up the day.
Yeah, I didn't have a tornado drill today, so I just sat at my desk. But I did realize Monday, so yesterday, baseball's back.
Baseball's back in town.
It's back and it's in town. Before we go into that, I had a great weekend. Congratulations to my sister, Kate, for getting promoted to major in the Air Force.
Major Air Force?
It was a major weekend.
Major weekend?
Yeah, okay. So, no, it was a lot of fun. I went back to Des Moines, saw everyone, so it was a good time. But congratulations to my sister, Kate, who definitely is not listening to this right now, but maybe someday.
Major Kate?
God, you're annoying.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah?
Why the hell were you wearing a sweatshirt today at work?
I don't know. It was kind of cold when I walked outside.
Oh, so that was like your coat?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just, like, wearing a sweatshirt at work. Like, that was your dress attire for the day. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I wore to work all day.
Oh, damn. Good for your office.
Dress for your day. That's our official, motto. Dress for the day. And today, sweatshirt was my day.
And today, I had a day.
I mean, yeah. It's not a casual Tuesday. Why not?
Well, casual. Off the top.
Casual any day you want to make a casual day. That's the way I see it.
Fair enough. I was just curious. Felt like it was really unlike you.
Yeah, well, you know, when you don't have a lot of clean clothes, you stick with the clean ones to wear to work.
And there's the answer we all wanted to hear.
Is that what you were looking for?
What?
Is that what you were looking for?
No, I was just like, I knew there was a reason. I knew, like...
Well, I mean... I don't have to dress up. My boss is gone. I might as well wear whatever is comfortable.
I knew there's more behind the just a casual day.
I mean, I could have worn a button up, I guess, but my boss is gone, so there's no reason to dress up. Who am I trying to impress?
It's yourself. You always gotta impress yourself.
I am impressed with myself. Every day I wake up, hop in the shower, and I'm impressed with myself.
Oh, I did it again. Doggy,
I'm awake. I'm awake. Yep, I did it.
You're a champ.
Baseball started, and Monday I got to experience my first time living in Wrigleyville and just hearing the Cubs win from my apartment.
I was just happy they won. Holy hell.
I know. That's important, too, but I heard the seventh inning stretch, and I heard the Cubs win from my apartment, and they were saying, go, Cubs, go.
Who did the seventh inning stretch?
It was a bunch of the guys, like Sandberg.
Oh, yeah, all those
guys from the old days. That never won a title.
Billy Williams?
Yep, all those guys.
Perfect. It's great. It's great.
Dad, if you're listening to this, I still have my Billy Williams autograph that is not legitimate. And I'm holding on to that for life.
It's got to be legit.
I'm getting buried with that.
What an honor.
My dad, one time, we realized that we didn't have tickets to the correct line when we were in this Cubs convention. And ended up signing the the ball for me for Billy Williams, but I didn't even recognize it until a couple years later. But
did he sign it, Billy Williams, or did he sign it?
Oh, he signed it, Billy Williams.
Oh, see, I think that'd be the ultimate dad move, is just actually sign it as your name, but just have it really sloppy and just say it's someone else.
It's a faux Billy Williams, you know, mass created.
I heard those are all the rage these days.
Technically, mine's one of a kind.
Faux autographs.
Yeah. But
people pay extra for those.
I'm trying to resell it currently. I'll be buried with it easily. So, anyway, baseball's back. A lot of fun. Weather's made it seem like baseball season. Today at work, all I could think was, wow, it'd be great to be sitting in a seat drinking a beer watching the Cubs game right now.
Yeah, besides a tornado going on outside. But yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Screw it. If there might be, on Sunday when we go to the game, there might be a tornado. You never know.
That's it. Have you looked at the weather?
Looks a little bit potentially wet, so we'll let everyone know if we get rained on during the Cubs game, but we're going.
Oh, hell or high water.
Yeah, it's got to be flooding, because everyone knows I roll my pants up, and I'm prepared.
Oh, man.
In other news...
We have an update to give people.
We got a big update, which reminds me, I need to look up. I haven't even looked yet.
How are we going to settle this?
Well, there's a tiebreaker for the first, so there's also a tiebreaker for the last, right?
Are we doing the worst tiebreaker?
Guys, I gotta be honest, though. I don't know what place I actually got in our bracket.
I think I got 16th.
But I got 69%.
So you won. I got 30. 30 percentile.
69.9%, I win. So, Cole Meharry and Doug Miller tie. Tie. Doug Miller on their points. He had the winner at 69, loser at 68. Cole Meharry on his points. Winner at 76, loser at 72. Cole Meharry with the W.
Hey, what was the final score?
The final score was 85-77. So Cole was closer. Price is Right rules. Can't go over. Then we go down to the bottom. And
hey, before you read them up, are we doing the best tiebreaker of the worst two teams gets last, or the worst tiebreaker the last two teams?
Well, this doesn't matter. We have a very definitive winner here.
No, I don't think that's a real bracket.
Battle Chits? Is that a real bracket?
What are you looking at? ESPN fan 03378. See who got last.
Yeah, man. If they listen to this podcast, you guys got last. You guys are welcome to join us. I don't know who you are. Where are you at?
I don't think they got last.
You don't think they're real?
I don't think it's a real one.
Alright, well,
I'm gonna feel so bad if it's a real person.
That's why I'm saying I was gonna write it out, but alright, man. Whatever you say. So then we come down to Big Mike's bracket. Michael Myers versus Alex Fossum Possum 1. And drum roll, please. All right, it's Alex Fossum by like 2 points.
Did she have a better tiebreaker or a worse tiebreaker?
So Mike's tiebreaker was the winner 62, loser 60. So he had 122. Fossum had 125. And it was higher than that. So she was better, so she wins. Wait.
So that's why I've been asking you.
How do we want to do it?
Are we doing a worse tiebreaker?
Man, this is really controversial. Someone's gonna hate us for this decision.
That's why.
All right, we got to go bottom. Loser. Bottom. Okay, so Mike Myers. I'm sorry, Alex. You got cut out there. Maybe a consolation. Unless Battle Shits is a real person, in which case, Mike, you're uninvited too. Well, everyone's invited. Anyone can come, but you know, only two people are getting tickets.
We're having our real Miss Universe or whatever moment.
So Cole Meharry and
Mike or Battleships.
Or Battleships. Mike or Battleships. Please claim your prizes by contacting Charlie and myself and me sometime soon. You know, let us know.
The sooner the better
the chance that you actually get to come.
No travel included.
Yeah, we don't pay for travel, we pay for lodging and tickets.
Maybe. I'm just kidding.
Maybe. Potentially.
Cool. Great update. That was very informative.
That was the update. That was a long update, but...
At least you don't have to get a tattoo.
I do not have to do anything this time. I was middle of the pack, right where I wanted to be. I will say, I want to give a shout out to the Charlie Me fans. We had 20 brackets, which was better than, like, I really shot myself in the foot last year when we only had 8 brackets.
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah, so 20 brackets, a lot more fun, a lot more competitive, and we look forward to next year. I will say, Virginia winning, who cares?
Okay, you have that point. I disagree. Moving on.
I don't know. Who cares? Oh, one thing before we go into the podium.
Okay.
I saw the most inspirational video of my life today. And it was about a 175-pound dog that lost 100 pounds.
You start crying?
I almost brought me to tears, but I've never been more inspired in my life to just start dieting. And not like I really need a diet or anything. I just prefer, you know, now this dog went on a diet.
What kind of dog was this?
It was a golden retriever. It was the cutest motherfucking thing I've ever seen.
It was a huge golden retriever.
Yeah, dude. They were saying it looks like a table with legs. And you couldn't even see the legs underneath it. And I was like, oh. And it would take like 5 steps. And then I'd have to stop, sit down, and rest. And then eventually you're seeing videos of this thing running around in circles. And I'm like, stop it.
Are you sure it's the same dog?
I'm positive. You could see the transformation happen.
Very.
It was like the Biggest Loser for dogs. I was so happy. I don't know, man. But he was the biggest winner by far.
That just reminded me of the time where you were just crying in our English class freshman year.
We've talked about this before.
That just reminded me of this. I thought.
I wasn't crying. It was water in there. I have allergies to dust. What's our podium today, Chuck?
Okay, our podium is your thoughts or reactions that you get when you're in an art museum. So there's kind of room for some interpretation on there, but I feel like this could be kind of interesting to see what kind of
I just labeled it thoughts in an art museum. I think you made that really long. You can't have a podium for something. Like, it has to be able to fit on the podium as well here. So thoughts in an art museum. We're not using size 12 Times New Roman on this.
I don't know what you're... You've definitely made bigger podiums in the past.
So. No, never.
I'm just going to leave it at that and make...
Sounds like you're up first, man. Go ahead.
I said it first.
Oh, okay, I'll go. Why is that kid not crying?
What?
Yeah, like, that, if I was looking at that, it's kind of scary. I'd probably be crying if I was a kid.
Okay, I was not expecting that. I don't know. What kind of art are you looking at that's scary art?
It started with, why is that kid here? And I'm like, well, why isn't that kid crying if he's here?
What kind of art? You didn't answer my question. What kind of art are you looking at?
It doesn't matter. All kinds of art. It could be anything. I mean, art museums are crazy. I went to one at the Minneapolis at the MOA. Is it MOA?
The Walker Art Museum is nuts.
And anyway, it had... like, the guy who made Hellboy had all of his things in it. And it was, like, all wax sculptures.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And there was kids going all through it. And I would have been a little scared if I was a kid, I'll be honest. Because they looked like they were following you.
What age group would you say these kids were?
I mean, I'm talking about, like not really forming great sentences yet, but you can still understand what they're trying to say.
Oh, so probably, like, 7-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... However many months that is. I only know it by months.
72 and a half, okay.
Well, that's like 3, isn't it?
okay. I'll go off the kid theme with this one is... a 6-year-old could have done that. When you look at, like, splatter paint or something...
Yeah, and, yeah.
Like, I just don't get how some of that stuff is worth thousands of dollars.
I read an interesting article about that where... I don't remember. I think it was in Time magazine, and it actually stated that, like, you can tell when it was made. Like, okay, I can't. You can't. but like professional art reviewers, I guess, can actually tell when it was like a kid versus a. They did a blind study, and literally they could tell when it was a kid versus a made by professional.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
can't tell, so I would just buy, like, the piece the 5-year-old put out there when he was watching Hellboy's new exhibit. But
start commissioning some, like, 6-year-olds to do me, what's that famous, painter's name, just flatter.
Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, Pollock. Just have a, hire a 6-year-old to do a Pollock impersonation. Way cheap.
I don't know, man. I'm a big Pollock fan, so you better stop talking shit.
His stuff looks cool, but...
Do you think a 6-year-old could do it?
Not all of his stuff,
Alright, yeah. Alright, Grant Wood.
Yeah.
Is that piece moving?
Yes! Great reaction.
Literally.
Like, you're going to crazy land.
Then I'm like, either they're pumping, like, pure LSD into the air.
They're moving.
Or something's going on here.
What about a piece of art that, like, as you're looking at it, you end up getting administered the drugs the artist was on when created it?
Oh. You probably have some legal issues there, but I like the idea.
There's a lot of issues there, but, like, but it's more of, like, an environmental thing where it's just, like, it puts you, like, an environmental chamber that makes you feel like you're on the drugs without actually being on the drugs.
So, like, drunk goggles or, like, yeah, LSD goggles.
Drunk goggles, but, like, drunk goggles.
What if they make you wear goggles when you're going into it? And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And, like, based on the different, like, galleries you're in, it, like, makes it affect the goggles differently.
This sounds like something that you would take, you take a bunch of middle schoolers to and tell them, like, not to take drugs because here's how you'll feel. And then everyone leaves going, like, wow, I kind of want to do drugs now.
It's a D.A.R.E. program.
Everyone's like, wow, that was kind of fun. Like, we should do that more often. And then next thing you know,
it actually sounds like a cool idea.
You have an entire middle school addicted to drugs.
To opium.
And that's how Charlie and Grant ended. You're up.
I think I could go somewhere.
I like the idea, but it's definitely...
No, there's definitely flawed.
I don't know. And someone's going to steal that from us, and then we're both going to be like, fuck. I knew we should have done it.
Some artist is going to steal it and make their career on it. And I'm just going to be like, that could have been me.
You need some help. Let me know.
That's good.
But do you realize you might have to take a lot of drugs in order to do that, right?
No, I won't. We'll hire someone too. We'll just write down their experiences.
All right. If anyone wants that job, go ahead and give us a call.
We won't supply the drugs.
No, drugs are on you.
That was a great one, Grant. That was well done. I guess kind of like my next one was on that one is like how crazy or messed up you have to be to think of that.
Yeah, I had that one too. That was like, the first one I had.
Some of those like abstract ones.
Yo, Picasso's pretty nuts.
Yeah, like the melting faces and clocks or clock faces.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Mine was, like, what did they have to take to make that? It's off the same one. This isn't my last one. Yeah. It was literally the same thing. Like, what were they on? Like, that's impressive.
I want to know, like, the creativity light bulb that these guys have. Because it's definitely, I just don't have it.
No. I get excited when a spreadsheet looks good.
Yes.
Like, I can't even start.
I get some cool formatting going. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I take grid lines off and build my own grid. I'm like, it's up.
So,
how you doing? This is pretty hot, huh? And then I'll show it to someone. They're like, what am I looking at? I'm like, my spreadsheet.
Just look at the presence of this thing.
It's beautiful. Anyway. My last one was, how much longer am I supposed to stand here?
Yeah, because you start thinking about like what other people think of you sitting there.
Yeah.
You can't leave early because then they think you don't get it.
Yeah.
But you can't stay too long, then you think they really don't get it.
They really should have... They should have a docent that's there just to like gauge people that don't go to museums very often and walk up to them and say like, you're good.
You're good, honey. You're good.
That was good. We think you like it.
They have to say honey too. You're good, honey.
Pretty much, and then I'll like try to like you'll be going through and they have little blurbs about each of the things. So you're trying to read them. But then someone's coming up standing next to you, and you're like, I don't really want to stand next to this person anymore. So you read it halfway, and then you have to go. Or like the people you're with are ahead of you, so you have to catch back up, and you don't want to seem like that nerd in the back. But
that's a good one. My last one kind of goes when you're looking at a painting or a piece of art, and you're like, I don't get it, and then like the light bulb is like, oh yeah, I get it, and then like. Some like curator or something like gives a little story behind it, like, oh yeah, I didn't get it. Just
Yeah.
Did not think that one. But then, like, many of your teachers there is like, art is whatever you think it is.
Which is true.
I got it.
It is whatever you make of it. So you, I mean, you were never wrong.
It's just the up and down cycle.
Which is really what you're looking for, is to never be wrong. Which is why I wanted to become an artist back in the day. But
so are you saying artists are as much millennials?
Well, no, because some of the best artists are not millennials.
But, like, it's just the never wrong, get their way. I took a leap. It didn't work. I'm sorry.
That was artsy of you. I really liked it. I think that I appreciated the, you know, putting yourself out there like that, but you really messed it up.
Thanks for sharing, but no, never again.
Thanks for sharing, but we really did not appreciate your input here. I feel like I went back to English class. All right. Any honorable mentions before we hop into some riddles or what?
No, that was kind of it.
All right.
Just a lot of what the hells,
and I'm with you. But so this is a rather new segment.
First time segment.
Definitely first time. Okay. So it's pretty new, but we are going to present a riddle to one another, and we'll see if they can solve it. But go ahead.
A murderer is condemned to death. He has to choose between three rooms. The first room is full of a raging fire. Second room, assassins with loaded guns. And the third, lions who haven't eaten in years. Which room is the safest?
A raging fire, lions that haven't eaten in years.
And assassins with loaded guns.
Probably assassins with loaded guns.
Lions who haven't eaten in years. Unfortunately, those lions are dead.
Oh, duh. I was thinking that. I was like, why haven't they eaten in years? Wow, that was good. Damn it. All right. I just grabbed this one randomly, so it might be good, it might be bad. A doctor and a bus driver are both in love with the same woman, an attractive girl named Sarah. The bus driver had to go on a long bus trip that would last a week. Before he left, he gave Sarah 7 apples. Why?
Read that one again.
A doctor and a bus driver are both in love with the same woman, an attractive girl named Sarah.
Apple day keeps a doctor away.
That's good, yeah. I should have read it before I gave it to you, but ugh. What room do ghosts avoid? Oh, this is a good one.
What room do ghosts avoid?
Yeah.
The living room.
Damn it, how'd you get that one? When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? Ooh, I don't know if you get this one.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Correct.
In between Christmas and Thanksgiving? Or like in between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, in the dictionary.
Ah.
Yeah, got you there. All right, you got one more for me or no?
Yeah. This 5-letter word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it. What is the word?
5-letter word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters for it. Can't.
Short. Shorter. 2 letters. You add 2 letters are short. It's ER. Shorter.
Oh, wow, that's bad. That's good, but it's bad. Really got me.
Okay, I got one more for you.
Go ahead.
I'll join this one. I haven't looked at the answer.
All right.
When you need me, you throw me away. But when you're done with me, you bring me back. What am I? When you need me, you throw me away. But when you're done, you bring me back.
Whoa.
This is deep.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways I could take this one and start making jokes, but I probably shouldn't. When you need me, you throw me away. When you're done with me, you take me back.
You bring me back.
Bring me back.
I don't think that matters.
Wow.
Oh,
bring him back.
I have no idea. Should I look?
Yeah, look. But let me guess. Is it... What? Is it like essential to life? Soap?
Nope.
I didn't know why I guessed soap. Go ahead.
Anchor.
What?
An anchor.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Damn it. All right, Charlie. That was our new riddle portion. If you liked it, let us know, and we will keep telling each other riddles. Otherwise, we'll just plan on having someone on next time.
I think it's clear that I was smarter than you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I picked easier riddles.
No, those were really hard.
Oh, bullshit.
I honestly will say, though, I have never heard any of those.
I had neither.
I was a little worried about that.
I was thoroughly surprised because I thought I was going to hear one of them. Like, I hear riddles all the time. But yeah. Not really anymore, but I used to when I was little.
I used to just look them up.
That's fun.
How's that guy? How's that kid?
All right.
Well, let's bring back our next segment, Back from the Dead, Sports 90.
Dude.
We're going to give another crack at it.
Are you excited? So what sport are you going to tell us today?
We're going to do polo.
Marco.
Polo.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'm ready to get some Sports 90 on.
Sports 90. I will say I knew very little about polo before today, so bear with me.
You ready?
Yep.
Set?
Yep.
Go.
Okay, polo is played on a pitch. It's approximately 300 yards long and 160 yards wide. It's played on four players a side, players often on horseback. Except for you can interchange your horses during after chukkas, which are quarters. There's four chukkas per game, and each one is 7 minutes long. If there's an overtime, you get an extra chukka. The object of the game is to score a goal, obviously, but you do that by hitting your ball through the goal. The goal is eight feet wide, and there's no top to it. So each player has like helmet, shin pads, like elbow guards, a special saddle, and a mallet to hit the ball with. Now the horses themselves are specially bred, what they call polo bred ponies. Some defense, you can play defense. Body checking is actually allowed, similar to like hockey, where you ride up next to him, then you kind of give him a shoulder. And then there's also a move called ride along, which is where you like ride along and you slowly like steer your horse kind of into the other horse and like force them to miss the ball. And then hooking, but while the polo player, you swing when you hit the mallet, like, you like give it a full like 360 degree swing with the club, and you hook it with mallet, so that way they don't like follow through. Now players play positions. There's like forward, a mid forward, a mid defenseman, and a defenseman. Numbers. Oh, bad.
Yeah. One of these days, you'll figure out how long Sports 90 actually is, but it's not 90.
It's not like I practice. It's not like I go to speech class and I'm practicing this thing to see how long it is.
You probably should start. You're the one that says, "Hey, let's do Sports 90," and then you just say, "Wait, have I ever done polo?"
That was one of the better ones, though, as far as like getting through almost the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty interesting to hear that they can just run horses into each other. That sounds kind of like what Michael Vick did with dogs.
Too far. Too far.
Was it?
You crossed the line. I need you to...
Got the horses in the back. All right, that was bad.
That worked out really well. I'm proud of that one.
All right, that was Polo by Charlie. I have so many questions, but I don't even know how to start, so I'm not going to.
I think that's cover freedom. Any questions?
The Masters starts this week, and it's a really big week for Charlie and I.
A rememberable time for us.
A very rememberable time. Charlie and I, if any of you listened last year, we play the Masters every year on our Xboxes. Par 3 on Wednesday. Tomorrow I start the par 3. I haven't played any practice rounds. Thumbs are a little weak. Haven't played a whole lot. So
it's not a prep we've ever done for this.
We have not prepped at all. I'm excited. Definitely plan some web.com tour tonight.
Get a quick qualifier.
See if I can qualify. Make the Masters tomorrow. Anyway, should be a lot of fun, and we will keep you guys updated
serious bragging going on.
As I finally might beat Charlie this year.
You might beat me in a round. Let's just start there, Grant. You might beat me in a round at the Masters for the first time.
Hey, we'll see.
We'll see. I'm not saying, I would say this is the year.
If there's any year that could be the year, this would be the year.
This is the year.
This is it.
Should have got that text on your butt.
This is the year.
The year.
That would have been... I should get that on my neck. Like just across the front of my neck over the Adam's apple.
Let's upgrade this thing.
Yeah. It's time to upgrade. Hey, Lurch, hit me up, man.
Go back to Lurch. Lurch, I need an upgrade. I'm addicted.
Lurch, it's time to get these. God. And then I can't go to any family functions.
Where's Grant now? I don't know. Yeah.
Rehab?
Take me to rehab. I said, like, no.
Okay, Whitney, that's enough.
R.I.P.
Let's wrap this thing up here. What do you got for a quote, Chuck?
Love is the most important thing in the whole world. But baseball's pretty good, too. Yogi Berra.
Love it. Now, we went a pretty funny path here, because I didn't know you were going with Yogi Berra.
Did you go?
You know I went with Yogi Berra.
That's Yogi.
The future ain't what it used to be. Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra, man. Yogi has some great quotes.
Deuces.